From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is ready to join any future American proposed operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. Turkish media says Mr. Erdogan made the remark to journalists traveling home with him from the G20 meeting. They say he told them the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during their talks on the sideline of the summit in China. He said Turkish and U.S. military officials could meet to discuss capturing Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State. Diplomats say prospects for peace in Syria remained uncertain Wednesday after the broad-based opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, presented its blueprint for a political transition in Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson told a meeting with the opposition group in London, saying there is still a chance a plan for a political transition in Syria can be made to work. The 25-page plan HNC leaders presented on Wednesday is unlikely to be implemented as long as Russia and the United States are unwilling to compromise on their support for the two opposing sides. Meanwhile, diplomatic efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Syria are still hung up on what are described as technical sticking points between American and Russian negotiators. A key sticking point involves the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. U.S. diplomats have expressed frustration with their Russian counterparts, whom they have accused of reversing direction on some key points in recent days. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Wednesday in a speech at Oxford University in England that the choice is Russia's to make about the ceasefire in Syria and that consequences will be Russia's responsibility. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov plan to meet in coming days to further discuss the proposed Syrian ceasefire. About 100,000 people in Syria's central Hama province have been forced from their homes by fighting between government forces and insurgents. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says nearly half of the displaced from the province are now in the neighboring Idlib province, which is held by rebels. It says others are in government-controlled Hama City, where four mosques have been converted into temporary shelters. In rural areas of Hama province, dozens of schools have also been converted into shelters. OCHA said others remain outdoors due to a shortage of shelter space. U.S. President Barack Obama on Wednesday told a group of young people gathered from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but that they have to actually do the work. In an upbeat town hall event in Laos with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Mr. Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. He stressed the need for countries to improve education standards and to be sure those gains include girls and not just boys. That's a look at the latest news. Now, these are the top stories at this hour. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his government is ready to join any future American proposed operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State group. Turkish media say Mr. Erdogan made that remark to journalists traveling home with him from the G20 summit in China. Diplomats say prospects for peace in Syria remain uncertain after the broad-based opposition group, the High Negotiations Committee, presented a blueprint for political transition in Syria. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson is calling the meeting of the opposition group in London, saying there is still a chance a plan for a political transition can be made to work. And diplomatic efforts to achieve a ceasefire in Syria are still hung up on what are described technical sticking points between American and Russian negotiators. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.